Molly, am I missing Molly?
I'm right here.
Oh, there, okay. I didn't see it on the screen. Maybe I need new glasses.
Possibly.
These are my ad homers. That's a background.
Yeah, it's combined. I don't know what you see exactly, but it used to just be a rock wall. But from my view, I see half a rock wall, half an office.
Well, if you're a Star Wars fan, you look like Obi-Wan Kenobi when he's already has passed away, but he's there in Luke's mind giving him advice. You have this little aura around you.
Yeah, but nobody.
Probably there's some holes in your head.
Do you see the door?
I got a door to your right shoulder, and you got holes on your left side of your head.
Yeah. There we go. Well, those are actually the footholds, I believe, from the rock wall. Regardless, is TJ here? Are we good to go?
Yes, I see everybody. Linda and Bernadette are together. I've spoken to TJ already. I saw Jay. I didn't see Curtis, but I see his name on the list.
I am present.
There we go.
All right.
Yeah, Molly, you want to get us going?
There we go. All righty, so we'll call the meeting to order with a moment of silence and the Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge of Allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America, Republic for which
stands
one nation under God,
indivisible,
liberty, justice.
Mrs. Rohr.
In attendance.
Here.
Thank you.
Mr. Angeles.
President.
Mrs. Sen.
Here.
Dr. Good.
Present.
Mr. Hirschberger.
Here.
Do I have a motion to approve the November 16th, 2020 agenda, corrections, additions, deletions?
What do you want? I don't
Here.
Know.
Here.
And a second?
I don't know what it is.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. And I have a motion to approve the minutes from the October 12th, 2020 regular meeting and the November 2nd, 2020 work session.
Here.
And a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. I don't believe there's an executive session purpose at this time.
No.
So we'll have student recognition and introduction of guests.
Mr. Rodriguez will start it off with the junior senior high school student recognition.
All right, good evening, everybody. I'd like to first begin by just thanking our staff and students for doing an awesome job during this time. Obviously, it's been some difficulties and a lot of different things that we've gone through, but it's just been spectacular. So I would like to thank all staff, parents, and students. Our October students of the month, seventh grade were Maggie Fulton and Charlie Johnson. Our eighth grade students were Rebecca Caples and Brody Johnson. Ninth grade was Macy Inman and Josh Hennis. Our 10th grade students were Ava Rogers and Chase Woodford. 11th grade was Jillian Haynes and Gavin Laporis. And our seniors were Sydney Barnett and Aiden Marty. And we did wrap up all fall sports and we ended up with two players of the year. Ben Ellis was the player of the year for golf and Nick Long was player of the year for boys soccer. So congratulations to all those student athletes.
And just a reminder, send me those names and those awards and I will forward them all to the board members. Thanks, Matt.
You're welcome.
Mrs. Olinger?
Good evening.
It's good to be. Hey, take those lights home from school and see if they work at your house.
I wish. We are without power until at least Thursday. Our power went out yesterday at 1:15, and we're not supposed to have power back till Thursday now. So it's warmer here than my house. I'd like to echo what Mr. Rodriguez said, that our staff and our parents and our students have really been doing a fantastic job right now as we continue through this process. My students of the month for October, in third grade, I had Brianne Thomas and Brody Kenley. In fourth grade, we had Katie Weiss and Emmett Grimshaw. In fifth grade, we had Leah Moore and Logan Starkey. And in sixth grade, we had Lily Davis and Nathan Spry. They're just doing a nice job at school. They're working very hard. They're positive role models, and we appreciate that kindness that they show.
Yeah. Once you can send me the list,
okay.
Shoot me an email and I'll get those out. Thank you. Mrs. Hughes?
So much like the other two buildings, I've got a lot of the same information to share, just lots of positives with all the uncertainty that we're dealing with here. Lots of coming together during these times, so that's been wonderful. Our students of the month for this past month are for kindergarten, Ben Akers, Penelope Funk, Noah Gossin, and Violet Phillips. First grade was Willow Klein, Jet Johnson, Colton Witchie, and Hayden McCleary. And our second grade students of the month were Grayson Killinger, Riley Kernan, Adam Shoemaker, and Owen Young. So just students that are going above and beyond, showing their best effort, being kind, being respectful, and responsible in their everyday duties. A great job to those students.
Thank you. Molly, that's it for student recognition.
Moving on to public participation. If we have any members who would like to speak and have the floor, they may use the chat feature or raise their hand. I am checking the various options. I don't see any. Does anyone else see any? I don't want to miss. Last call for public participation. All righty, then we're going to move on to the superintendent's report.
Thanks, Molly. I have several items to come back through. I want to thank the principals and the people helped out, especially, you know, as I was getting phone calls from principals, Lori Sizemore, you know, updating me on the power situation with not only, you know, our students and making sure we had trees down on the roads and, you know, those people that don't look for an obstacle, but to actually figure out a way to get around that obstacle. And, you know, I appreciate the work that they did to get kids to school, and we can at least give them somewhat of a warm environment and turn the lights on and what have you. And we started the day, you know, gathering information regarding a positive case in our district. The Wayne County Health Department is behind in their trace contacting. And so as we were trying to communicate with them, with Emily Yost, our school nurse, we just started going to doing the work, Jody, myself, and just started getting a list of kids, finding, you know, determining if they were driving and what have you, and just started to arrange it and started doing a lot of the groundwork. And then we were able to keep the Wayne County Health Department in the loop and move very quickly, you know, with those that they felt would have to quarantine, isolate away from school, and we moved through that work quickly. So it's great working with people that, you know, that are always up to the challenge and willing to go the extra mile to get some things done. And so that's how we started our day. In between that, what I really wanted to talk to you about was the trash. Lori Sizemore brought it to our attention. She thought the trash rates were high. From there, she went out and got quotes from different people. And then we started to compare companies to other companies. We looked into recycling And here's what we've learned about recycling. Since China is no longer taking our exported recyclables, it's actually cost the district more money to recycle than it does not to recycle. There are recycling bins around the community. The village still does it, and they have their rates and their current things. But to get into the system, it was actually going to cost us more money than if we didn't recycle. Secondly, waste management, we got them on the phone, and a unique thing came up as we finally got to a representative, and I want to thank Lori Sizemore again for getting a lot of this groundwork, and I got her on the phone today, the representative from Waste Management, and she informed us that we didn't actually have an account manager since 2011 on this account for trash. And so I would say similar to like gas and electric, if you don't monitor it, you're eligible for all fees. And there were parts where our fees were going up anywhere from 4 to 12%. As I'm Googling it, while I'm talking to her, I see the national average is 2.3% a year, depending on where you live and what have you. That obviously there's some above that and some below that. But as we work through the waste management people with them, what they're proposing, and I sent the contract on to our attorney to go through and see what he liked and didn't like. And as we cross those items out, what I'm looking at now, and I haven't had a chance to go through it in great detail, but at the Hazel Harvey, we were paying $386.20 a month. The new rate will be $237.80. The high school was $495.41. That'll go down to $237.80. And CIS is $257.47. The new rate for them is $237.40. So we were able to get quite a bit of a reduction on there, and then flatline the fee to renew the following year at 3%. And then we're automatically out of the contract. It doesn't renew. We were 100% on that. There's no renewal of that contract unless we approve a new one coming through, and then we would shop rates again. So realistically, we'll do that. What Waste Management promised to do is to have quarterly meetings with us and take some of the charges off of the bill. One of the charges that I noticed was they charged us for fuel, and it was going up and gas prices were going down. So as we went through all that stuff, the representative was very helpful, very forwarding with what I'll say with information that I was surprised that she told me. But I believe I'll have a contract ready for December to be approved with new rates going forward and work with Waste Management for 2 more years. With that, we avoid all charges of having new containers and all of those pieces. But spent a great amount of time working in the trash lately. And they're also going to look at some options for us. Secondly, later in the agenda, you'll see the Fair School Funding Plan. And as we sent information home, and Molly may be able to weigh in on this a little bit. In 1993, the Ohio Supreme Court in a Duroff case that school funding is unconstitutional. It's wrong. It's completely unconstitutional. Well, 27 years later, we've come up with a plan. And when I say with the plan, the group was made up of superintendents, treasurers from all the regions of Ohio, representing all the schools, plus bipartisan legislatures. And they came up with a plan. As they worked through that, one of the biggest parts of the plan that was always asked is, what is the base cost to educate a kid? And they came up with a formula for that. They also came up with the formula for the state and local share that was fair. You get some districts, if they grow too fast, let's say Olentangy, the state formula didn't match their growth, and they were, you know, constantly going back to the ballot. And the third part is the categorical aid and targeted assistance. So there's different parts, pieces to the formula. I've been part of 3 different updates as they do a Q&A and update the system. Molly, I know you were part of two of the three that I was part of. I'm not sure what other ones you've been part of.
Yes, no, I mean, I listened in on all of those calls. Yes, I'm aware, and they are have been working on this for over 3 years. The goal in all of it is to take the reliance off the property tax values. So the amount being contributed by the state, which again makes up that state foundation and determines what that base cost is more reliant on the area and their ability to pay, not necessarily their property tax values. So there's, as Todd alluded to, there's, you know, of the 610 school districts in the state of Ohio, it was the amount climbing that was participating at the floor or at the cap, meaning the state funding formula was not working for them, increased to near 100% over the past 3 years. It has just been ridiculous. So everyone was aware that something needed to be done. But as of yet, nothing has been done, you know, on the floor. They're hoping to get the legislation out and voted and passed before the end of the year. That's their intent. And with enough push, it'll happen. But there, at this point in time, there's no, you know, guarantee that that's going to occur. But
right. And that's the way in that we have here is the push. As I sat in one with superintendents just last week, two superintendents both said, though their district is not going to receive additional funding, in one district it's going to cost them a little extra money, they believe the fair school funding plan is fair to all schools, and they are supporting it. Ours, there was an increase, 116,000 and some change, as Molly alluded to in her board notes, but that's what's on there. The plan is fair. The biggest push right now is we have some lame duck legislatures that are, this is their big push, is to make this right going forward, or as close to being correct as it is. And knowing if it moves into the following year, the chances that it'll go through, because the legislatures that were behind this, both Democratic and Republican, both Senate and House, will not be there to push it. And so it's really at a crucial time right now. And, you know, that's where we're asking this to pass the resolution that we as a district support it, as I would say the majority of the school districts across the state of Ohio will be passing similar resolutions moving forward with that. So I wanted you to be aware of that. And I have been able to gather some more information and definitions about the Fair School Funding Plan that I'm going to post to the website. So anybody can take a look at it, and I'll put it under Fair School Funding. I'll work with Chief tomorrow about a tab up there. So it's a Q&A, and I can get those documents posted for people to read through. But I wonder if you'd understand what was going on with the Fair School Funding, and if anybody had any questions or further reading, I'm going to post some documents tomorrow up on the website. I told the principals and the directors, since I thought I was going to be taking up the majority of the time with the garbage and the fair school funding, that they did not have to have reports for tonight. And so they are off the hook for that. So Molly, we are able to move forward on the agenda.
Well, unfortunately at the moment, I'm having a bit of a technical difficulty and can't get my screen to show what I want to show you. But are you completely done with your report?
If you need me to stall for time, I am fantastic at doing that. I can add one more thing with my report.
Go right ahead. I don't know if it's going to help, but I would love to hear it.
Good answer. The Garmin-Miller meeting that we had, Criteria Architects came in, and they had a lot of great things to show and get out there. But as I told them afterwards, one of the things they forgot that they swung and missed on is they didn't bring into the Chippewa part of it about CIS and about the opportunities that were available within the school in refurbishing and those things. So I am meeting with them on Friday. My guess is we're going to meet again December 7th. That's going to have to be by Zoom. Based on the order I received today from the interim director of Ohio Department of Health, that we're not going to qualify for a large meeting in the sense that we're asking for that time. So we'll have to get a little bit more unique with that. But December 7th, we are planning on Garmin Miller bringing the pictures that they took and the engineers then designing the spaces and having some space to it as to exactly what would be able to be refurbished, and then ask people for input, what's important to them regarding, do you have the kindergarten all in one wing, or is it the size of the room that's more important than having them close to each other? Because some of the rooms are spread out differently by size at CIS. And so we can get bigger classrooms, but they wouldn't be all beside each other. How important is each item to each person? So we'll focus more on the Chippewa part, not on all the possibilities that are out there in terms of that meeting. It's going to take place on December 7th, but I will get a letter out with more information. I didn't have more details, but I thought I could add that while you were getting it together. But now I am finished.
Well, thank you. I got everything to come up on my screen, and I'm just waiting for the ability to share my screen with you. Sean, when I click on share screen, it still says host disabled participant screen sharing. Sean?
Yeah. Hey, I'm looking into it.
Okay.
92. Your what?
I could go forward with my consent agenda absent item A in the interest of time. I can't hear you, Todd. You're muted.
Can we do the acceptance of the superintendent's report then?
Absolutely. Yes. I'm not doing a motion. All in favor of accepting the superintendent's report?
Aye.
All opposed? There's no discussion. Motion carries. I will attempt to share again. Oh, here we go. We're working. Okay, can you see my screen?
Yes.
Excellent. Okay, so this is in regards to the five-year forecast. Hold on, I have one more screen to pull up on my end. Okay. Okay, so this is the five-year forecast beginning July 1, 2020. Through June 30, 2025. As many are aware, we treasurers produce a five-year forecast twice each year, once in November and again in May of every fiscal year. So this forecast comes out in, which will be posted with the state after board approval. It does reflect the school district income tax renewal at the current 1%. As an overview, with these income tax renewing at 1%, we are projecting a negative balance in fiscal 24. The district's current state funding for this current year, fiscal 21, is set at the fiscal 20 level after the cuts that were made due to the pandemic. However, revenue for the years going forward, being fiscal 22 through 25, resort back to the fiscal 19 level, which were prior to any COVID cuts, because we have no reason to believe that those cuts will go forward. However, based on commentary that Todd and I just made regarding the Fair School funding, the new biennium for the school formula, the state foundation formula, would be released and effective as of July 1, 2021, which is fiscal 2022. So not to terribly confuse everybody, but that third point up there saying that we resort back to the fiscal 19 levels, that would be null and void if in fact the new Fair School funding legislation passes. which would be a good thing because, as he mentioned, it does increase our state share and we end up with approximately $116,000 more, which in the grand scheme of things isn't significant. However, it's still in our favor and not all districts have it going in their favor. So we will absolutely take it. Also of note in this particular forecast, the values, the property tax values that we will receive in revenue from the Nexus pipeline are set to increase. And so those are projected in this forecast based on the newest information that we have from the county auditor. However, the asterisk to that is they are still appealing that value. So until that appeal goes through, our values are stagnant. They won't increase. However, the value has increased. So we have every reason to believe we will be getting more than we have in the past, but we don't know when we're going to actually receive it because we could receive it after the fact. I apologize, we have all kinds of technical things going on here. Okay, so revenue versus expenditure. This is again, just general fund. This entire forecast is always just about the general fund. This takes out a few years back, going out through fiscal 25, showing the blue line of revenue, how that slightly decreases going forward from 22 forward, with our expenditures, which as of fiscal 19 are increasing and exceeding revenue coming in. That net effect is the ending cash balance, which is the declining green line, which slowly decreases, and then as of fiscal 22 does plummet low below the black positive line. And again, this does include the renewal of the 1% school district tax income tax. The ending cash balance, essentially our cash reserve, what do we have on hand? Our safety net that the state encourages is basically a 30 to 60 day cash balance, saying that we always have on hand enough money to go forward approximately 60 days. So about 2 months worth. We always want to have more than that by all means. However, that's what they recommend is our minimum. As you can see on this graph, the blue line, the blue bar is the ending cash balance. And that goes negative in fiscal 2024. And then again, obviously going forward. The important thing to remember is this is far enough forward where we can take action now. And every expenditure we put out there now is going to, in effect, change that balance going forward. So every little bit does help. This graph, which is the revenue expenditures, including the school district income tax renewal, shows that 60-day cash balance ratio across and how it goes slightly forward and up as the cost of 60 days increases over time. It doesn't increase significantly, but as you can see, it does in fact move forward. The green line in here references that green dipping line in the previous line graph showing the ending cash balance as it goes negative. This pie graph shows you a breakout of the general fund revenue sources. Pipeline funds are included in real estate taxes. This is our state foundation, the red, which is what would increase slightly with the new state formula. And it also shows that they are state sources, which is our foundation plus other state funding coming in, make up approximately 41% of all of our income. The remaining is all local sources. So we're basically at a 41-59 split local to state monies. This is a bar graph version showing your difference by year. What you just saw in that bar graph before is just the single year. This takes out what the forecast shows through fiscal 2025. As you can see, the large difference in what we're receiving and what we're spending, clearly those come together as we move outward. be state aid, even though we will, hopefully, with the passing of the Fair School Funding Act, we'll be receiving that approximately $116,000 increase, that slight uptick. Our revenues are still increasing, so that is not going to cover all of our expenses. Changes to operating revenue. The state of Ohio is obviously one of our biggest revenue sources, as we just mentioned, at the 41%. School district income tax is the 1% renewal, and it's imperative that we renew that at or higher than its current rate. But without that 1%, these numbers would be much worse. And again, the mention of the state funding, so you understand that our current year, fiscal 21, is based off of fiscal 20's income minus the pandemic's adjustments. But the fiscal revenue for 22 through 25 is to return to those fiscal 19 levels. So that piece in there is what does not take into effect the Fair School Funding Act, if in fact that passes. I would change that for the May forecast. And then also it mentions the PUP values, that's inclusive of the pipeline funding. Because that is still, the appeal is still ongoing, we are maintaining those values based on what the projections are, even though the time of receipt could be quite a few years in the future. And just a happy reminder that we must continue to monitor the revenue sources closely. Here's a fiscal 21, current year, pie graph of our expenditures. Wages plus benefits is 74%. That is below the majority of districts in the state of Ohio. Our purchased services are at 20%. That is our biggest expenditure source outside of personnel. Our supplies and materials are only at 4%. Capital, other, and debt payments combined slightly under 4% as well. Our biggest expenditure, as everyone's aware, is personnel. But again, it's not out of hand when you compare to other districts in the state. Our general fund expenditures broken out into a stacked bar. This gives you a nice visual to show how wages have gone up slowly, yet the blue benefits portion has gone up at a higher rate. Now remember, the majority of our benefits are a percentage of our wages, because retirement and taxes are approximately 16%. So those go up in relation to wages as they increase. Even though our healthcare costs, they are significant, but they don't go up at the same percentage. The renewal of the school district income tax. Renewal means we're renewing at the same rate. That means no new money. To compensate for the increased expenditures, at some point in time, we will need new money. The renewal of that school district income tax will be on the ballot in 22. It expires in 2022 for receipts coming in 2023. Total collections of the income tax, which are down by about 6.6% this fiscal year. That's starting this past July. And based on the pandemic, that's actually quite reasonable. I know many districts that are looking at collections that are down double that. The expenses are increasing, as in the areas that we mentioned, salaries and wages and health insurance, purchase services, and special education. Small side note, the special education increases on the forecast are fairly significant by percentage, but that is one of those items that is really due to coding. because it wasn't all coded to special ed in years past, whereas now it's being coded to the proper place. And with the proper coding, we now can, I mean, special education, as with all levels, has increased, but that one looks a little bit more significant, but it really was just a coding error. And the fiscal 20 and 21 cuts due to the pandemic clearly have had a negative impact on the ending balance. And we're projecting that negative balance into fiscal 24, even with the school district income tax renewal at 1%. So what now? Do not expect future state revenue models to provide significant new revenue sources. As we alluded to earlier, if that passes, the new Fair School Funding Act, we're looking at about $116,000 of an increase. So while a nice chunk of change, it isn't going to change the ending balance in fiscal 24 going negative. That alone is not going to help us. I mean, it's pushing us in the right direction, but it's not going to solve all of our problems. We need to continue to watch the state legislature closely. As Todd and our agenda mentions, we are showing public support for that new legislation. We want to watch the education choice initiatives, which will also be upcoming in legislation very soon, as the funding for College Credit Plus and the EdChoice vouchers will significantly change our costs, and we will be receiving no additional money to compensate for that. Lastly, we want to reduce our expenses moving forward because our expenses are outpacing our revenue as of 2 years ago, and it does continue out into fiscal 25. And that's all I have on the report. If there are any questions, I would be happy to entertain those. Anybody?
No, I think she did a great job with this.
Yeah, Molly, I don't have any questions. I did look at this in detail earlier, and I just wanna tell you that from my perspective, it was a great help in taking very complex formulas and complex ideas. And for me, to provide it in a layman's term, we can focus to make decisions and help support our choices in the future. So I'm very appreciative for what you put together here. And I just wanted to go on the record saying that. I know this was a lot of work.
Well, thank you. Yes, the intention was to put it out as clear as possible, because I know some of it, you know, appears to be, you know, in another language, and that's not never the goal. We want to get the information out there, and we want it to be as clear as possible.
Yes, Molly, this is Linda. I could understand it, woman. I was so excited. You know, that's my goal. So thank you.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear that.
Yes.
Any other questions or discussion? So with that, we'll go forward with the acceptance of the treasurer's report. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Moving forward to the treasurer's consent agenda. Item one is to approve the five-year forecast, copy of which is attached here to and incorporated herein. Item B, approve to accept the financial reports for September 2020 as attached. Item C is to approve the attached transfers. Those are fund-to-fund transfers. Item D, to approve payment to the community healthcare for athletic trainer contract for the 2019-2020 school year. PO 21000591 for a total of $18,656. And item E, to approve the donation of $950 from the American Legion Post 407 to be designated to the STEM program, which is a 00 fund special trust. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second?
Yeah.
Any discussion?
One thing, I would like to see us have a actual contract, physical contract that I could read for the
for the athletic trainer.
But, it wasn't in the packet? I apologize. I'm sorry. I thought it was in the packet.
Well, not an actual contract, no. I mean, it gave some information, some copies of emails.
Okay. That particular one, that's for the 19-20 school year. My understanding is that that was usually entered in at the end of the school year by the athletic director, and there was a little bit of miscommunication with the old athletic director and the new athletic director, and that did not get entered in, but we did end up with a bill. So when we pursued a little bit of information and realized that it had been missed, that's why we added it on to the agenda to be passed so we can pay that, as we also then requested the documentation for this current year, 2021, because there isn't a full contract that was signed in our possession.
And that's fine. But if everybody knows what's going on, then it just makes it a little bit more professional and a little bit more at ease.
I don't disagree.
Jay, I just want to support your inquiry. I had seen you had asked about it, and so I'm appreciative that on behalf on several of us, you kind of helped ask those questions and clear it up for all of us. So thank you. And thanks, Mom.
Any other discussions? So we will vote, Mrs. Fenn. I'm sorry, to clarify, this is to approve the treasurer's consent agenda, motion by Mrs. Fenn and seconded by Mrs. Rohr. So to vote, Mrs. Fenn.
Yes.
Mrs. Rohr.
Yes.
Mr. DeAngelis.
Yes.
Dr. Good.
Yay.
Mr. Hershberger.
Yeah.
Moving on to the superintendent's consent agenda. Item A is to approve the following hire for a one-year contract for the 2020-2021 school year. The three individuals listed, Amy Vetter, Kathy Galehouse, and William Ebling. Item B is to approve the correction to the total additional hours per day from 3.5 to 3.25, retroactive to October 12th, 2020, for Linda Mady, non-instructional aide. Item C is to approve the following winter supplemental contracts for the 2020-2021 school year. The boys basketball, seventh grade coach, and theater consultants for both the high school and the intermediate school. Item D is to approve the following changes to the winter supplemental contracts that were previously approved at the October 12th, 2020 meeting. For the positions of girls basketball intermediate coach, the wrestling JV coach, and wrestling junior high assistant coach. Item E is to approve the resignation from Susan Miller as bus aide effective October 12th, 2020. Item F is to approve and support, to adopt support for the Fair School Funding Act. The resolution is to endorse the Fair School Funding Plan as introduced in the Senate Companion Bill to substitute House Bill 305 and to encourage the 103rd General Assembly to expedite the passage of the bill. And that's it for the superintendent's consent agenda. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? We'll take it to a vote. Mrs. Fenn.
Yes.
Mr. Hershberger.
Yes.
Dr. Good.
Yay.
Mrs. Rohr.
Yes.
Mr. DeAngelis.
Yes.
Moving on to new business. Item A is to approve the contingency fee agreement and authorize litigation as attached. Todd, would you like to give a summary of this document?
Yeah, similar to, I'm trying to get the other one that we got into in terms of the vaping laws that are out there with the opioid thing. It's a federal lawsuit. The big attorneys take care of the work. We attach ourselves to this big lawsuit by name. Mr. Markling's, our attorney is part of this and represents our district interests. It's free of charge to us, all the way to the back end. I had it marked here and I reprinted the new copy and I don't have my marked copy, but it's free of charge of us. If there had happened to be some awards at the end of this regarding vaping, we'd be eligible for those awards and we are attaching our name to that. If you remember from the opioid case, we were giving up 40% through everything at the front end for them to do all the cases, and what was left over, the 60% left over, would be split up. I had that marked, but now I don't have, I reprinted the copy and I brought home the new copy. You remember the percent, or was the percent in there?
I believe it's 20.
20? Perfect. So it's a little to no risk at all to the school district if they would happen to award money through the federal lawsuit that we can end up with on the backside. A lot of times it pays for programming and education materials, not actual cash, but we're eligible if it does come our way.
Do I have a motion to accept the new business to approve the contingency fee agreement and authorize litigation as attached?
So moved.
In a second.
Here.
Any discussion? To the vote, Mrs. Fenn.
Yes.
Mrs. Rohr.
Yes.
Dr. Good.
Yay.
Mr. Hirschberger.
Yes.
Mr. DeAngelis.
Yes.
Moving on to items of discussion. Do we have anything on?
I have none.
Okay. Moving on to an executive session. Do we have purpose for an executive session?
Yes.
And can I'm
listed in there, yes.
Can I have a motion to move into executive session?
So moved.
And a second?
Here. Yeah.
The board will move into executive session for matters to be kept confidential. It is 6:47. Mrs. Fenn.
Yes.
Mrs. Rohr.
Yes.
Mr. DeAngelis.
Yes.
Dr. Good.
Yay.
Mr. Hirschberger.
Yes.
Okay, so we will move into executive session. And Todd, I don't believe we're voting when we get back.
Correct. That's correct.
So we will move into our private breakout room. Alrighty, so we are back in the meeting. Meeting reconvened at 7:57 p.m.
Taking roll call, Mr. DeAngelis.
Here.
Mrs. Fenn. Mrs. Fenn for roll call.
Still here.
Mr. Hirschberger.
Yep.
Mrs. Rohr.
Yes.
I have a motion to adjourn.
So moved. Motion.
And a second by Jay. We are adjourned as of 7:58 p.m. It's been fun.
Appreciate you. Thank you.
See you Friday.
Be good, Sean.
I will do that.